2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, you know what that music means. Actually, we don't have any idea what that music means.
It's meaningless music.
It doesn't mean anything except for kind of puts me in a good mood to do the program. Welcome on into the KSL Unrivaled podcast.
That gets you in a good mood? Does that get you like fired up and motivated?
Well, I'm not fired up, but we're not running out onto the football field here, Scott.
I am.
We're trying to get cerebral.
I am.
Okay, all right.
Cerebral?
Fine. You feel better about this?
No. I like that music.
I think you want some like. Kanye.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Kanye's not.
No.
No, you don't want that. No.
No.
No. You want.
Nope.
No, you want.
Nope.
Some. No.
Oh, heck no.
He's such a weirdo. Man, I can't jam with you, dog. Hold on. Where are we at here? There's some rock and roll in here somewhere. No.
That one, definitely.
Oh, here's your Fletch music. Come on.
Oh, now this I can get down with.
Now, I have a Lakers jersey, so 1 year for Christmas I was Fletch, as he right. daydreamed himself. I got from Thailand, like a knockoff, like a real authentic jersey, like the sewn jersey of the Lakers, but it's not authorized by the NBA, and it has Fletch on the back, sewn on, Fletch 99 on the back. I think I'm going to gift it to Mitch Harper when I did the afro, you know, because he goes, he's 6'5", 6'9", with the afro. Made $5 million last year, worth every nickel. It shows him biting a guy who's going up for a rebound. Right. So the Fletch music gets us back into it.
All right, I can go with that.
Much looser format, obviously, on the podcast. So I'm going to how did you like how did Tiger Killer go? Did you watch the rest
of
it?
So I watched the rest of it. And I came to this conclusion. And then
don't spoil it too much for people, but
well, no, I came to this conclusion, but I will tell you that in the trailer for it. So I watched the trailer after and basically it in the trailer, it says it talks about all the different people that are in it. And
right.
it's, and it says they're all crazy.
They are.
And that's what
including
I that's what
lady,
I came.
I figured
all
out,
of them.
I figured out
all
including
of them.
That lady.
Oh, yeah.
Who is. You know, running the other
I can't tell
the charity
you.
Wink, yeah. you know, and it's just like right. when he says it
makes
when,
millions of dollars
what's
off
the guy's
this charity.
Name? What's the guy's name? Ric Flair.
It's Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. So Joey Exotic when he's like, she's doing the same thing I am, and I was like, yeah, she might be worse than you actually.
She's got skeletons in the closet. There's no question about it.
I mean, the whole part where it's like, by the way, her husband who went missing.
Right. Like, well, and then there's
and
a new
then
guy,
dead
and I don't know who
point.
The new
no.
guy is. It's an arranged situation, definitely,
the
with
whole
her.
Whole group.
All of it.
Look, this look. Is not, look.
I mean, it's polygamy.
Yes.
It's all kinds of crazy.
The Daybells in the Vallo Daybell situation in Idaho.
Have nothing on these
No, things. I was going to say, they don't just have nothing on it. But here's what I was saying is that the Idaho and Rexburg, people are looking at Rexburg right now and going, what's you guys' problem, man? Like, they just right. associate. And I guarantee all the state of Oklahoma is like, get these people out of here. I don't want any of these people associated. If you want a non-sports documentary of that you can clear the kids out of the room for,
yeah, you have to.
Joey Exotic, it may be the most interesting person on planet Earth. And just, I can't believe that a person is alive or was alive that was doing that. I say was alive. He's not, well,
he's alive.
He's alive. Yeah. Spoiler alert, he's not dead. But I was blown away by it. So after you're done watching the F1 documentary, I suggest you watch on Netflix, Driver Survive. Tiger Killer is insane.
Tiger King. He's the Tiger King.
Tiger King is insane. And it's
insane.
The whole thing is insane.
Yeah.
So, Mitchell, you're going on TV in just a little while here.
Yes.
And you're going to break down – they've asked you to break down the quarterbacks. Is it just local quarterbacks for the draft?
No. So I'm going on every week, and we're picking two players.
Okay.
So each week. And
locally?
So local players okay. that are draft potential draft picks. And just doing like a little bit of a film evaluation on a guy, kind of what they're looking for and what my opinion of these players actually is.
Who are you doing this week?
So I have Jordan Love, and I have Terrell Burgess. And so for me, this is what I love to do. This is a saying that goes in the NFL, and it's basically that the eye in the sky never lies. So everything is based off of watching film. You watch film of your opponent. You watch film of yourself. You can't hide from it. Like, it's just truthful. And they film everything.
Yeah, but do they?
So they film practice. They film games. So you're constantly watching film of yourself and of everyone else and your opponent, and it tells you. It tells you all.
Have you ever watched film?
It tells you everything.
Have you ever been fooled by a film like where you watch somebody, or maybe we all were, where we watched a guy on film and he ended up not, you know, being a bust from it, even though the film looked, quote unquote, looked good? I feel like Ryan Leaf would have been one of those guys who was like a big, tall dude who was a pocket thrower. And, you know.
That's why they have all of the so-called Wonderlic test, and they do interviews and they bring players to your facility. They have. You know, they invite you for a visit. They watch how you warm up. They watch how you handle yourself on the sideline. They look for any kind of clue that can key them into what is this guy. And Jordan Love is kind of one of those players that, man, I was actually very pleasantly surprised when I watched him on film.
So Jordan Love, who's the other one this week?
Terrell Burgess.
So let's talk about Jordan Love first. You were impressed, but explain to people you were like you didn't believe you weren't really a believer in Jordan Love during the season, but you also didn't really watch him. It was more that he had kind of some bad games this last year, and
well, when a guy digresses, that's a major red flag to people,
right?
And they don't really care for whatever reason. They just want to see people move up. You see a guy like Joe Burrow, he continues to get better. You see a guy like Justin Herbert, you know, he certainly got better as he went along. And Tua, also at Alabama, these guys continued to get better. You remember Jake Browning, of course, at Washington. His best year was as a freshman. And then he just digressed. So it makes people – and what it is have they hit their ceiling? Because a guy like Jordan Love, he's a guy that's at a small school. He doesn't play against the best talent in the country. And so you want to see him. He's got to be really good. I mean, he just has to be exceptionally good when he's playing lesser talent. Because the better talented schools, they go, he was playing against really good competition all the time, like a Justin Herbert. The first thing that jumped off at me just right out of the gate, and it's really important to me, is his throwing motion. And he has a great throwing motion. And the reason I always say that, and the reason it's important, is because will it hold up under pressure? And guys fade under pressure when there's like a flaw, and flaws create inaccuracy under pressure. And so if he has that, and he does, and it was like wow, this is better than I remember it being when I really watched it.
You like just in the studio the other day, there was a still picture of Jordan Love up on the screen, and I looked at it, non-trained eye, of course. And to me, I was like, it doesn't really look that great. And you were like, no, look at this. And you showed me, just pointed out a couple angles on him and where he was holding the ball, just how he was holding the ball. And you went, this is really good. And part of it is that if you've got a good coach who's getting you into the good habits that coaches look for, or people who break down and look for. At the combine, he had a heck of a day, throwing day, and all the things that he did, because people are going, man, this guy, he slings it, and he's making more throws than anybody else was out there.
So what you have, right, and so that's the next question, is can he make all the throws? And they'll put you in those throws. So the combine is a pressure situation. You got every team, all the eyeballs are on you. And that's how it's going to be in a game. Everyone's watching you. And can you handle that pressure? And can you handle the pressure of not only like the coaches, the GMs, but the other players? And to make good throws and to make all of the throws. And so you start to see, well, what are all of the throws? He throws the ball in tight man coverage. He throws a ball that's actually catchable. So many quarterbacks will not put the ball.
What does that mean, actually catchable? Like,
well, so what?
Just not just okay, being close to the guy.
If a receiver and a defensive back are running side by side, there's locations that give the advantage to the receiver.
We always hear about that back shoulder throw,
and it's either the back shoulder, but it's also high and to the outside. And so many quarterbacks, one, either don't have the arm strength to throw the ball down the field and throw it to the outside accurately, and
they'll throw it to the back shoulder, but it'd be short. The guy comes back
short,
to it.
Or a lot of times it's to the inside. They don't get the ball out on the boundary. And there's throws that I saw. He's on one hash. He throws it all the way an out route at about 12 to 15 yards to the opposite hash of the field.
That's a telltale route for you, right?
But it's not only that he throws it on time. The ball's halfway in the air as the receiver's breaking out of his route. So it's making all of the throws is huge and critical. And he does that. So it's the throw down the sideline. It's the deep out. It's throwing seam routes. A lot of guys have a hard time hitting those seam routes. And those seam routes are big routes in the NFL. And they're tight. And there are four or five different throws I saw in the film that I watched. I'm like, wow, this guy is putting it on the money in those tight situations. But then it's like, okay, he can make all the throws. But does he make them on time? And this is probably the biggest separation. I mean, all the two things I just said are huge. But does he throw the ball on time? Does he have anticipation? Because if you can't do that in the NFL, like you just can't. You just go home right now. Really. And it's a hard thing for guys to learn.
So does he go first round, you think?
So I would – well, let me get to the end because there's a big question mark. So it's like, look – he makes the decisions, but the other thing, he moves extremely well.
So footwork's good,
and it's pocket awareness, and he has an awareness. Guys that really don't know what they're doing will flush out and deep, and guys that are comfortable will step up into the pocket, but they won't step and just take off. They'll step a couple of steps and still make throws, and he actually throws the ball fairly good moving. And I'm not talking about like on the run moving, but moving in the pocket and then delivering a pretty good throw. Where the big question mark, and he's been hammered on this, is does this guy actually, why is he throwing so many interceptions? Because I'm looking at the guys on the tape, and it's not like the cupboard's bare. He had players to throw to.
Sure.
He had talent. COC Mariner was good. Caleb Rep was good. Some of these other receivers, yeah, he's got good players around him. It just seemed that when he got in a pressure situation, and this is the big question mark. So he throws the ball. He turns the ball over in the red zone, which is an absolute no-no. Gets sacked in the red zone, another no-no. He's in a tight, close ball game. Wake Forest, they're marching down the field. It's first and 10, right? And he throws an ill-advised pass he doesn't even need to make at that time.
His picks against BYU basically took him all the way out of the game.
Right. And so there's this lack of awareness of situation is really what it is to me. It's like he's almost too casual. And Zach Wilson does this a lot. There's this kind of casual attitude about throwing the ball. And I mean, when you're a quarterback, everyone depends on you, right? You have to be the guy that everyone goes, we know.
Right.
Like Tom Brady right now going to Tampa Bay, everyone in that building knows we got a shot with Tom Brady because he takes care of the football and he makes really good decisions. Jordan Love has all the physical skills to be an absolute first round a great player, but that question mark to me is going to scare some people off. There's going to be a team that's going to fall in love with him somewhere And he might be the fourth guy taken, but he'll probably be drafted in the first round. And that could be the best thing in the world because he's going to go to a good team.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Patriots maybe.
Right. And I mean, and those teams would be phenomenal situations. But is Jordan Love Tom Brady? Not physically, or I mean, he could be better from a talent perspective, but does he have a better mind and does he have a better heart? I'm not sure that he does.
Real quick, Terrell Burgess, another one you broke down, and for guys coming out of the University of Utah who are extremely talented on the defense, obviously they come out in droves. But what did you see with him, real quick?
Well, he's a guy that can actually play up in the box, so he's stout enough that he can play at the line of scrimmage, which is huge a lot of times in the NFL, and can still cover people. So he's a big enough guy that's athletic enough to actually cover players. You saw him making a lot of plays in coverage, but you also saw him making a lot of plays tackling in space. It's not an easy thing to do. I don't care how good you are. Those guys will put a move on you in the open field and just make you look foolish. And it happened to him a couple of times this year. But, man, a lot of times he was just he was great at open field tackling, great at covering the ball. And you look at safeties having range. And there's a play against USC where he's actually covering another guy. He reads the play. He comes off the guy. The throw is poor. He has enough awareness but also enough like athleticism, change of direction, intercepts the pass, and makes a big play. And so you see that he has the capability to – he's just got a good sense for where the ball is and about making plays. And that's what you need from a good safety. And he's a guy that I think a lot of people will be surprised with. He may not be a high pick. You know, it could be second, third round guy, but he's a guy that will, you know, end up playing for a while. Utah's had a recent history of putting some pretty you know, Marquise Blair and some of these other safeties have done well from Utah, and he's kind of in that mold.
You'll be able to see this with video and some stops and starts that might be really, really insightful too for Jordan Love, obviously the big one that everybody's wondering where that cat's going to go, and Terrell Burgess this weekend on KSL's Sports Beat on the television side of things. Scott, excited to see that. We'll be back next week, man. Are you excited for another week getting back into it?
Always, yeah. Fun stuff.
Okay. We're going to take the break here. Stay safe out there. Stay sane and stay healthy. Keep your kids at home, would you?
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.